pastimes took place here at Singhadwaram. Every year, when the devotees from Bengal would come to Jagannath Puri to meet with Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they would meet here at the Singhadwaram gate. In front of this gate, as we are doing today, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates would perform beautiful, beautiful Sankirtan. Just inside this gate is a ditch in the ground where Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would wash his feet. Govinda, his servant, would wash his feet whenever he would come into the temple of Jagannath. But because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was playing the role of a devotee, he would never allow anyone to touch the water that had washed his feet, except some of his most intimate and confidential associates. They would sometimes, very secretly, take the water that had washed his feet and drink it or put it upon their heads. There was a devotee of the name Kalidas. Kalidas was a Brahmin. He was actually an uncle of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. And he made a vow that he would take the remnants of the foodstuff from every single Vaishnav in the whole state of Bengal. And he would travel far and wide. He was a very wealthy man. And he would give very nice prasad. And somehow or other, he would always manage to get the maha-maha-prasad, the remnants. There's a particular story. He went to one Jadu Thakur. He was a Sudra by caste. Kalidas, being a Brahmin, knew that he would be embarrassed to give him prasad. So he brought him some ripe mangoes. And Kalidas bowed down to Jadu Thakur. And Jadu Thakur said, "Why are you doing like this? You are a Brahmin. I am a Shudra. I am low class. I should be bowing down and worshipping you." Kalidas began to quote from scripture, explaining that one is worshipable not by one's caste, but by one's devotion to Lord Krishna. Aho bata swapacho thogariyam yajjivagre vartate namathubyam. That even if one is born in an untouchable family of dog-eaters, if that person is a devotee of the Lord, sincerely chanting the holy names, then that person can not only deliver himself from the repetition of birth and death, but can deliver the whole world from the repetition of birth and death. He's fit to be the spiritual master for the entire planet. And he began to quote so many different scriptures. Sat karmo nipano vipro mantra tantra visharada avaishnava guru rasyat vaishnava swapacho guru. That one should be seen according to one's quality of devotion to the Lord Sri Krishna and according to the sincerity of how he is chanting the holy name. And somebody, even if he is born in this verse a dog-eater family, he is to be considered guru if he is sincerely chanting the name. But one who is not such a devotee, even though he may be performing all the 24 regulations of a perfect Brahmin, he cannot even deliver himself from suffering, what to speak of anyone else. In this way, he was saying, Jadu Thakur, because you are a great Vaishnav, therefore I am falling at your feet. And Jadu Thakur replied, "Yes, everything you're saying is true. It is according to scripture. But it only pertains to a devotee. But I have absolutely no devotion to Krishna, so none of these scriptural injunctions refer to me." So in this way, they had wonderful, humble talks together, praising one another. And then Kalidas gave him the mangoes, and he went in the back and hid in the forest. And after Jadu Thakur took the mangoes and ate it, his wife took the skins and the peels sometimes later and threw it in the garbage place behind his little home. And when it began to become dark, when no one would see, Kalidas came out of the forest and he started to eat the skins of the mangoes and suck on the seeds. And as he was doing it, tears of love were flowing from his eyes, thinking that these are the remnants of a devotee of the Lord. In this way, somehow or other, he took the remnants of every devotee in Bengal. And because of his humility in worshipping and honoring the Vaishnavas, he won the special favor of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mad bhakta puja badika. The Lord says, one who worships my devotee is pleasing me and worshipping me the best. So one day, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here at the Singhadwaram gate and Govinda was washing his feet, Kalidas came right under his feet and he cupped his hands and he drank the water. He caught the water that was just coming from the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and right in front of Lord Chaitanya's eyes, he drank it. And then, again, he put his cupped hands under the lotus feet and filled his palms again with the Charanamrita of the Lord, and he drank it. And then for a third time, he put his cupped hands under the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and took the Charanamrita right in the presence of Lord Gauranga, and he drank it. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with great pleasure, he said,
"That is enough.
You have achieved a mercy that no one else is entitled to." Because he so much honored and worshipped the Lord's devotees, he was given a special form of mercy from the Lord that no one else had ever received. And later that day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking prasad, and in his home, the Gambira, at that time, Kalidas was looking through the window, waiting for the Mahaprasad. And after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finished taking Jagannath's Mahaprasad, he told his servant Govinda, "You give all my remnants to Kalidas." Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that the Mahaprasad, the prasad that comes right from the deity's plates, is called Mahaprasad. And when that prasad is honored by a great devotee, that is called Mahaprasad. And that is the highest form of prasad. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, in this world, there are three substances that are extraordinarily powerful. One is the water that washes the feet of the great Vaishnava. Two is the dust from the feet of a great Vaishnava. Three is the food remnants of the great Vaishnava. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami declares that these three substances are Mahabala, supremely greatly powerful, and one should obtain them by any means possible.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.